The Southern Tiers plan was presented by Cornell University President David Skorton and Corning Enterprises CEO Tom Tranter. Tranter says the Southern Tier's economy will focus on transportation technology, the energy efficiency industry, healthcare, rural development, and local infrastructure. He says the council is requesting $122 million over 5 years.
We were told right from the beginning by the lieutenant governor, this is all about job creation.
The council hopes the investment will yield 12,000 new jobs and create 150 new businesses. Each of New York's regions are presenting their plans this week in Albany. The regions with the strongest plans get $40 million each for their proposed projects. The rest get less. The councils will also hold the purse strings for a total of $1 billion in state funds. One of the ways the Southern Tier is banking on bringing home those funds is by forging links between higher education and large companies already in the Southern Tier.
There's kind of a unique combination of academic institutions here combined with, I'll say, some of the larger private industries.
That's Lockheed Martin Vice President Dan Spohr during a ribbon-cutting ceremony at Broome Community College. Spohr's company is funding a technology lab at the school.
So some of the basic concepts that the BCC students here are learning in terms of making robotic cars is the beginning of the concepts that we use when we go to make next generation technologies.
That focus on high technology training in the schools also leads to new companies, according to Michael Stamm, the president of Tompkins County Economic Development Agency.
We've already begun to see more and more high-tech companies start here, grow here, and many of them, even after they're acquired, are staying here.
But one element of the council's plan is troubling to David Curry, the executive director of the Binghamton Regional Sustainability Coalition. Curry says focusing on large companies often leads to local governments paying whatever price they have to in the hope that a big employer moves to the area. Industrial development agencies across the state have long doled out huge tax breaks with mixed results.
I would just generally like to see economic development shift some of its emphasis from the attraction model, as I call it, which is how do we give tax breaks and other such things to attract industries to our area. That is often a no-win situation for our communities, in my opinion, simply because they can leave whenever they want.
Curry says the community would be better served if the council had focused more on small business development.
So every time we made a big tax break to a large business to get them to come here, we offer a similar tax break to our local entrepreneurs.
There are some small business representatives on the council, and one of the strategies mentioned in its proposal is downtown revitalization. So Main Street, as it's known, has a place in the plan. But the conflict remains. Will the desire to attract big companies and their thousands of jobs win at the expense of fostering small businesses and the local economy, or will the region find a balance? In Binghamton, I'm Matt Richman for InnovationTrail.org.